MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. New Mexico State Police are investigating a shooting involving the Chavez County Metro Narcotics Task Force on Wednesday in Artesia. Police say the U.S. Marshals in Chavez County Task Force received information that 27-year-old Aaron Kane Vasquez was at a residence on West Yucca Avenue in Artesia, and he was wanted on a no-bond probation violation warrant with nationwide extradition. He was also identified as a person of interest in a homicide that occurred in Artesia on January 20th. According to police, Vasquez fled the residence and was located underneath a parked car a short distance away. According to a release, one task force detective fired at least one round from their duty rifle, which did not strike Vasquez. A second deputy deployed a taser, which did strike him. They were then able to take Vasquez into custody. And Alexis Avila, who threw her newborn baby in a Hobbs dumpster in 2022, has been on house arrest while her case moved through the appeals process after being convicted of child abuse and attempted murder and sentenced to 16 years. Now she wants the court to reduce her sentence. Avila argues that she is going to college and doing well and will be graduating in March with an associate's degree after testing out and receiving credit on several required classes. But 5th Judicial District Attorney Diana Luce said she won't let a reduction happen.
Turn intent was for the baby to die. I mean, there was no question that the jury believed that. So our office has taken a hard stance on this case that children are valued and can be protected.
And this isn't the first time Avila has tried getting out of her prison term. After her sentencing, she tried to get her conviction overturned, but the state court of appeals rejected it. She also tried taking her case to the state Supreme Court, but they refused to hear it, meaning her conviction will stand.
We've just taken the position that a child's life is worth something, and if we don't fight for that, who will?
And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.